This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We started the hour with sunshine, but I see things have degraded and gone the other way. We've got rain for this segment, but on the radio with us, we want to talk about the Umpqua Community College Foundation with the director, Jessica Paugh, and board chair, Aiden Bliss. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Kyle. Appreciate it.
And I guess, Jessica, first of all, kind of go over information about the foundation. Get real close to the microphone there.
Well, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. We've been in business for 50 years supporting UCC and their mission to educate our local community.
And how long has the foundation been around?
50 years. It's our 50th anniversary. We have a big fundraising event coming up, and that's our celebration of 50 years of giving.
And Aiden, talk about how you got involved.
Yeah, my family and I moved to Douglas County about 8.5 years ago, and it was apparent immediately just how important to this community the college is, just how much the heartbeat of the community the college is. About 6 months after we moved here, the shooting at the college happened, which really sort of brought into my consciousness how meaningful the community is to the college and how meaningful the college is to the community, the outpouring of support that came from that. And I decided I needed to do something to help support the college in some way. I had the great fortune of joining the College Foundation Board of Directors, and it has really been an absolute joy and privilege to do whatever I can to help the college and the foundation raise money, interact more with the community, connect more with the business sector, identify leaders new and old in the community who are interested in supporting the college and the foundation, and working with Jessica and Dr. Pokrant to figure out what types of degrees, what types of programs we need to have in order to be able to create living wage jobs and family wage jobs in Douglas County for the future.
So Jessica, as the director, talk about what you do.
I think I do everything at this point. I am responsible for being the bridge between the needs of the college and our community and donors. So I'm connecting resources to the needs of our academic programs and directly to our students. We do a lot of scholarships for our students. We also do a lot of direct support for other costs. People don't necessarily think of things like gas money to get to class or supplies needed. Or sometimes it's even hard just to pay rent because you're paying for school. You have a couple jobs. We're also really working closely with the college on innovative programming that's coming up, and that can be resource-heavy needs. So we align what this community needs, what our students need, as Aiden was talking about, living wages, and find those resources. The exciting part about my job is I get to share my passion for education with this community. And I'm finding that this community is just as passionate about supporting UCC and educating our future as I am. So it's a really exciting time to be plugged in with UCC.
As you look at what the foundation's done in the last few years, give us some ideas about specific impacts or certain areas they've been able to fund or things like that.
Sure. Annually, we give out approximately $500,000 worth of scholarships directly to UCC students, and that's through generous donations of local and people around the state who have endowments. We have done things like purchase a truck for the truck driving school, and there were these CPR and fire kits for our EMS program. We fund anywhere that there is a gap or a need that we do not have funding for, and anywhere that we are looking to grow and support that innovation.
And I know that most educational institutions have foundations, and you probably communicate with other college foundation directors and things like that. How do you feel the college's foundation is in comparison to other ones around the state?
Well, I have to say that we're the best. Hello. We, you know, it's, I think a lot of people think of foundation, when they think of that work, they're thinking of universities, and that's a whole different ballgame. So my colleagues are at the community colleges in Oregon. Compared to the amount of students we have, the size of community we're in, we have about a $15 million portfolio to support our students, and growing every single year. Believe it or not, we need to grow to support all the needs that we have. That is unheard of for a college of our size. So we are exceptional, and we do work to maintain and exceed the exceptional. And a lot of that has to do with our board. Aiden puts a lot of work in as a volunteer who's very busy in his own time to support what we're doing, because we're a very small staff.
Aiden, talk about what else you do in the community and why you particularly focused on being involved in the board.
My day job is I work at the Ford Family Foundation. So I wake up every day thinking about what I can do from my position and vantage point, which I have incredible privilege and luck to serve in the capacity I do at the Ford Family Foundation, but ways that I can contribute to support other organizations. And most of the ways that I think my time and energy and resources are best spent is in support of our youth, and particularly around education. So I'm very involved in the College Foundation, thinking about ways that we can connect better with industry, ways that we can think about how to take some of the innovative ideas that are happening in the business sector or generally around the country and bring them into Douglas County. We have, as you probably know, an incredible gap between supply and demand for the trades. So thinking about roles that welding, truck driving, plumbing, ways that we can increase employment in those sectors. Thinking about ways that we can also be a great partner to our very robust healthcare ecosystem here in Douglas County with Mercy, Aviva, Umpqua Health. There's some incredible partnerships happening led by Dr. Pokrant and others at some of those organizations to really think about cutting edge innovations in healthcare, as well as kind of mid-level affiliated health type roles where there is a huge need for nurses and phlebotomists and radiation technologists and some of those mid-level positions. So that's really where my passion is and where I'm really excited to be able to be involved in the foundation board.
Now, I find this unique. You work at one foundation, you volunteer at another. How common is that?
Probably not very common. But my day job is to think about how my organization, the Ford Family Foundation, can position itself as a partner and connector to other organizations doing incredible work in our community. And I can't think of any better organization exemplifying what it means to be a true, authentic, multifaceted partner in our community than Umpqua Community College. The leadership with Dr. Pokrant and Jess at the foundation is just exemplary. And I don't think it's a stretch to say that we have the best college and college foundation in the state of Oregon right now. I think this is a moment in time where investing in the college, investing in the college foundation, I think is about the best bang for your buck if you are interested in being philanthropic and giving, to see your dollars go directly to kids, directly to services, directly to other resources that you're going to see the results of in the community that you live in.
So clearly you're pretty on board with this.
That would be the understatement of the day, Kyle. I have three young kids. I'm a pretty busy person, but there's no better use of my time than doing whatever I can to support the college and the foundation.
How many board members do you have?
At present, we have 32 board members. We have a pretty large board. Aiden just stepped in as our president, and he is hitting the ground running. I keep him very busy, as you can hear his passion. I don't think that he could even be here without having that heart for UCC and the work we're doing. So we really appreciate it.
And what are some of the things some of the other board members are involved in?
Oh, gosh, we have a bunch of different ways to plug in as a board member. Obviously, they are our philanthropic community, and they are ambassadors in the community to talk about the work that we're doing at the college and the needs that we have. We have some folks that are plugged in with our scholarship committee, so they're really hands-on with the scholarships and the awarding process that we have with our students. We're getting ready for this large annual fundraiser that we have, so we have some board members that are plugged in there and have done a lot of work to help us prepare for that. It takes a whole year to do that. And, you know, there's a couple other ways that people plug in, and we're still finding some passion points. We plug people in wherever their heart is.
All right, we're going to take a break, talk more about it when we come back to the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Tomorrow, Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon and County Commissioner Tim Freeman will talk about the fentanyl issue in Douglas County. Talking about the Umpqua Community College Foundation today, the director, Jessica Paugh, and board chair, Aiden Bliss. And so you mentioned the event coming up. Tell us more about that, the Legacy Ball.
The Legacy Ball. This is our 7th annual Legacy Ball. We have an annual fundraiser that is down at Seven Feathers. This is the event of the year. It's a time to get gussied up in your best gown and suit or tux. This year, because it's our 50th anniversary, it's gold, gold, gold. So we have a Goldfinger James Bond theme. Everyone asks me what the theme is and wants to get dressed appropriately. We've got some fun gold cocktails, and we have amazing auction packages, and we always end the night dancing the night away with the design band.
And you've got do you have an auction as well, separately from the packages, or are you auctioning other things too?
We only do live auction. We don't do silent auction. So it's a fun night of, I think we have 12 auction packages. They're always experiences, fun things to do. And it's a really fun night to get out there and support the college.
And last year was your first year back, right?
We had a virtual 2 years ago. Last year was our first year back live in person at Seven Feathers, and was actually my first personal Legacy Ball. So this year, I think we're bigger and better than ever.
I'm trying to figure out how you do that virtually, but that's a whole nother.
Well, you know, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, I think we're all tired about hearing how we did things a couple of years ago and getting pandemicked out and all that kind of thing. So obviously, it's a big deal. It's a big kind of celebration, but also you're probably trying to raise some serious money.
We are. At the heart of it all, this is a fundraiser for the college, and everything we do circles back to our students and what our student needs are. But we want to do it in a fun way, and it's a great time for our donors and friends of the college to come together and have a really fun evening. Aiden has been one of the guests at the event for several years. I think he can probably speak to the experience as a guest.
So what do you think about the event when you show up? And how dressed up do you get?
So, Kyle, for me, the Legacy Ball is the one night a year where I do my best Steve Martin impression from Father the Bride, where I pull out my tuxedo and I see if it still fits. This is the tuxedo I wore at my wedding 16 years ago, and it still fits. I tried it on the other day, and it is the one night I go all out because, as Jess said, it's fun to get dressed up. It's fun to go to a party with 500 other generous, thoughtful, fun people from Douglas County, and in support of a great cause. And we invite a lot of our friends. It's great to see people we haven't seen for a while. And as Jess said, it's a fundraiser, but it's also about building community and bringing people into the college and reminding people of the value that the college and the foundation play in the community, supporting kids, supporting students, creating opportunities for the future.
Do you have a specific financial goal?
You know, this year will be really interesting. Like you said, last year was our first year out of the gate. So I think that was let's see if we all want to come back together. This year is establishing a baseline for us to reach our goals. We have some new friends of the college that are coming this year. There's a whole new community that hasn't plugged in before. So we're hoping to raise between $250,000, $300,000 for this one event. But I think that we might surprise ourselves this year. We'll have to wait and see.
How important is it to not just raise the funds, but to kind of boost people's spirits and their investment in the mission emotionally?
So I like to tell people that my job is not fundraising, it's friendraising. Like I said earlier when we were talking, I have such a heart and passion for education, and the coolest part about my job is sharing that with other people. So to Aiden's point, bringing friends of the college in together, they get to see what we're all about, all in the same space, and look around a room of 500 people. We're all here for the same reason. You can see that impact. We love to share the amazing things that we have going on at the college. And there's so many amazing things that are happening that you can find anything you're passionate about to plug into.
What are some of the amazing things from this past year that you would point to?
Well, we have a really fun program that is super beneficial for our high school students called the Career Academy. Those students that don't have classes on Fridays, they can take college classes with us and earn a certificate to, we had an auto program, we had a nursing assistant program, things that could be job ready as soon as they're done. But these are really for students that maybe wouldn't have considered a college class before trying this. Last year was our first year. This year we have those students as freshmen who already had that experience and talk about how amazing of an experience that was. We are growing our healthcare programs every year, and we have a 3-year rollout for new programs that are coming on board. It's such a need in this community, and it's a living wage job as well. We also have a mechatronics program coming in, and that's combining some of the technology with some of the hands-on welding programs. There's just every time I turn around, there is another innovative academic program that's coming to fruition that's staying in line with the way our industries are shifting.
And it seems like a community college, too, it's just something about it. You're able to shift quicker than a 4-year institution. And there have been so many things. I mean, you mentioned the word that I can't even pronounce probably accurately yet. What was it?
Mechatronics.
And we talked about that with Dr. Pokran a few weeks ago. And it's like this wasn't even around a few years ago.
Right. So there is a little bit of a history with education in general being a slow turning ship. One of the reasons that I wanted to come work out here is to work for Rachel Pokran. She is someone who turns that ship very quickly, and that's how you stay nimble and you stay innovative and aligning with the needs of the industry. The other thing is the support of our community. We could not be as nimble if we did not have the amazing partnerships and support that we have.
And as well, one of the things in the college, sort of looking forward, is looking at other aspects of college life and the recent purchase of properties downtown that you're going to work on for housing.
Yes, we are. We partner with the community. We talk about partners with us and supporting the work we're doing. We're partnering with the community. Such a huge need for our students to have housing. And we also want to see our downtown vital and thriving, and our students definitely can do that. So there's a lot of work going into 3 properties that the college has downtown to have a partnership with our community and make that a vibrant and place for our students to be.
Well, we noticed that during Blocktoberfest because it seems like they were everywhere.
There were a lot of our UCC students volunteering down there, and I was down there too, and they seemed to be taking over, but they did a lot of work to help set up and tear down for that event. They were serving hot dogs and shaved ice. They really are plugged in with our community, so it's a give-and-take relationship that we have. It's really nice.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Give people all the info they need to know about getting tickets for the Legacy Ball.
Well, the website is umqua.edu/legacyball. You can find all the information there, including purchasing tickets, making a donation if you can't join us, although we'd love to see you there. Finding out more about our auction packages. It is a night to go and enjoy and get dressed up, although I'm still looking for my dress, so you might want to get on it. Umpqua.edu/legacyball.
And Aiden, you said you've confirmed already that your tux fits?
I have, yes. I am happy about that. My wife is even happier about that.
All right, very good. Anything else you want to say real quick to encourage people to get tickets?
This is a fun, really exciting night. And if you haven't been to a Legacy Ball, this is the one to come to. It's our 50th anniversary. We're pulling out all the stops, and you don't want to miss it. So I would head to the website, umpqua.edu/legacyball. Check it out and grab some tickets. We are almost sold out, so now is the time.
All right, perfect. Jessica and Aiden, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.